Oh, hey. What you doing? Oh no, I'm just sending a text to my best friend. I just wanted to make sure she was she got home safe. Yeah, pretty much everybody left. It's only four. What are you still doing here? Where is he? You can find him. Oh, bummer. I'm sorry. I would have come to say hello, but it would have been kind of awkward, to be honest. Yeah, I know we haven't talked since me and him broke up, but it would have felt like those, kind of like friends taking sides and whatever. I didn't want things to be weird. Like, I didn't want to come, and be all happy, bubbly, say hello. I was afraid you would, like, hate me or something, to be honest. I know it's been 8 months, but you and I, we kind of like got along quite well, and I don't know, I guess I was afraid he I'm not saying he's an asshole. I'm not saying he's an asshole. Like, I'm not gonna be like this. But I don't know, I feel like I was friends with everybody in this clique, and then I felt like it kind of had to stop. So yeah. But you don't look like you hate me, which is reassuring. It's good. Oh God. I know I'm smiling because I liked you. It's good to talk to you again. It feels good, like literally. How have you been? Yeah? Oh, really? And you're still dating her? Oh, wow. I'm sorry. How's your, Oh, do you still work at that place? How's it called? Yeah. No? Really? Oh my God, congratulations. No, this is I'm kind of jealous, actually. Yeah, I wish I could work for myself. You're trying to undersell me this thing. No, I'm sorry, I don't believe you. No, if I can have my own hours, I can do all the taxes in the world. I won't mind. I swear to God, I won't mind. If it means I don't have a boss on my ass. Oh, please. Any day now. Actually, I might start selling like feet pics. Have you heard about it? Some girls make millions. And I've heard you can like sell all types of shit. Yeah, you can sell like pennies. Used, of course, not new. Cause then Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, did you buy some? I'm sure you did, you fucking pervert. You're a weirdo. Oh, and yeah, there was a girl on TikTok. Listen, I get all of my information from TikTok. A girl was selling her like a used shit, how do you call that in English? The Q-tip. She was selling her Q-tip like used. I know. I know. And it got me thinking. I'm joking, I'm joking. Hey, relax, relax. No, 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 no. Well, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Anyway. Anyway. Oh, God, I've missed you. Yeah, when I think about like when we used to hang out together, I don't know. Like, do you remember when we used to hang out at like this like basketball field? And there would be my ex and like the whole squad, basically. I call it a squad because you were always glued together. Like the four of you, always glued together. Yeah. Except for one time. I know, so but yeah, when we were in this basketball field, and it was always like what we would like gather there and like around 1 or 2 in the morning. And yeah, it was in summer. You know, there would be this kind of like soft, cool breeze. I don't know, I guess I was just happy back then, you know? And probably shouldn't say that. I remember we would laugh a lot together. And it's actually this that I remember more than anything else. So yeah. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not that I was thinking about anything back then. It's just now that I'm thinking about it, it's just coming up in my head, and I'm realizing, wow, indeed, I was, that happened, and it made me happy. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, everybody's asleep. I noticed. I'm not tired. What? Oh, you saw me play Truth and Dare. Oh, I'm sorry. I know I'm not 12 years old yet. Oh no. Listen, I was in the way. I was with my friend. She wanted to, so. Well, I didn't do anything weird. I know it's childish. I know. But hey, it was fun. Plus, you know, now we've played this together. Oh my God, don't act like this. We've played this game before. Or were you too wasted to remember? Are you gonna play that dumb, huh? Okay. Wow. Don't you love alcohol? Man, I'm so mad I'm not drinking. I could blame so many things on the alcohol. What? Revive your memory. There's only two of us. What? Is this like a two-way thing? Like, it doesn't work like this. Like, we at least need to be five. For all time's sake. So you do remember. Oh, fine. 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 So what are we doing? Truth or dare? Okay. You start. There. Yes, already. Okay, so there's an art to this game. Okay? You know that after a while, this shit is gonna get wild. All right? It always does. It always does. My meta is to go in with as many dares as possible when the game is still new and tame, you know, when we're just like fresh and dandy and just kind of a little bit shy. Yes, I get as many dares as I can. And then nobody can tell me shit once it gets like friskier and when I only have like truth and stuff like that. I'm not a prude. What the fuck do you mean? I'm not doing stuff with people I'm not interested in. Yeah. Oh my god. Fine, call me a prude. I don't care. There. You want me to say I love you to the last person I've texted? Okay. Wow, I'm really lucky it's my best friend. There. Your turn. What is your biggest fear? I know, I'm so predictable. Come on, what's your biggest fear? Really? That's so lame. You know, I was more thinking about something like dying alone or having my dick chopped off. Not something as silly as this. My turn. There. Oh, ho, ho. Don't be surprised. There. Hug you. Really? Don't tell me you're like one of those, where's my hug guy? Ew, no, wait. Okay, come here. Come here. Oh, okay. There's your hug. Get lost. Oh, hey, what is that? Man, did my hug really have that much effect on you? Really? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, you have a really big phone. And with the folds, I just thought, I'm sorry. Oh my god. rewind. Rewind, forget it. Oh my god. What? What do you mean I couldn't give you a boner? Huh? I can't make you hard? I'm not trying to make you hard. But I bet I could, though. No, dude, I was joking. That was a Marilyn Monroe quote. Sorry. Hey, chill. Anyway. Wait, actually, I forgot whose turn it is. Is it mine? Oh, you forgot too. Okay, let's say it's my turn. Okay, truth. The best moment I had with you. Okay, so back to the basketball field. Like, one of the boys, like, you were playing basketball, and one of the boys, like, threw the ball. It's like, it was fucking fast, literally. You guys are so, like, tall and big, and you throw things at high velocity. It's, I don't know how you do that. Anyway, he threw the ball, and it would have hit me if you were not there. I remember I saw it like happen in like slow motion. You extended your arm, which is fucking big, I don't know. You extended your arm And you like stop the thing. And you kind of give me a look. Like, it was kind of like those cool guys. Like, cool guys don't look at explosions type of thing. Type of look. Yeah, you did. You did. You did. And it was so funny. It was so funny. Literally. I think it's my best memory with you because I don't know. I think you. I like the way you make me laugh. Your type of humor is. I don't know. I just. I'm sorry. You kind of, it kind of makes me nervous. Yeah. I'm not going red. I'm not going red. It's just hot in here. It's hot. Yeah. Your turn anyway. Tristo there. Do you remember, like, that night when I was really upset? It was the night when, probably shouldn't say that. It was the night when we broke up, and I was at his flat, kind of getting my thing. And you were there. Do you remember that? You kind of took me in your arms. You didn't say anything. You just. You just hugged me. And. I don't know if it was me being like really upset or. But I felt like. I felt like your hug was more than what it was intended to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, was it just to comfort me, or? Hey, you know what? Forget it. No. Hey, forget it. Don't answer that. Don't answer that. No. Let's pass. Let's pass your turn. Because I don't have any truth for you. Oh. Okay. There. What? Excuse me. Come again? You dare me to make you hard. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing now, huh? Because you know I won't be able to. Huh. That's kind of insulting. I mean, look at me. I'm pretty. I know I'm pretty. And I'm really confident I could do it. If I wanted to. Wait. Is this really you believing that I can't do that? Or is it you wanting for it to happen? A bit of both. I'm going to need to come on your lap for this. Huh? So. Okay. So, we really doing this? Are you sure you want me to follow through this dare? Alright. I'm just asking. Okay, so... What can't I do? I can't touch you. Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to touch you. I am not going to touch you. I am just going to tell you a story. A fairy tale story. Don't laugh. I'm serious, don't laugh. Okay. Okay, so if you're going to laugh, close your eyes and tilt your head back. I don't want to look at you. Let me tell you my story. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I'm not going to do anything weird, I swear. Okay. Are they closed? How many fingers am I holding? 4D12. Huh. Correct. What about now? 50, 100. Yeah, no, I was 2. Okay, we can proceed. Once upon a time, in a kingdom far, far, far away, there lived a princess. This princess, she was living in a castle all by herself. One day, this princess, she met a prince. And so the prince and the princess, they would start like date. And they would do prince and princess shit together, pick berries, you know, ride horses, play some games, some royal games. And it was fine. And this prince, he had knights. He had knights following him everywhere. More than knights, I think they were friends. I think they were his friends. And so, pretty soon, the princess, she would hang out with the prince and his clique of, like, knights. And they would do knight shit. Pick berries. Ride horses. Slay fucking, I don't know, like, dragons? I don't know, fucking. But the prince, he started to get distant from the princess. And so she would ask the knight, she would say, "Do you think I'm doing something wrong because you won't talk to me?" And everybody said, "No, I don't know what you're talking about." Except one knight who just didn't say anything. And one day the princess, she found out that the prince, while he was seeing another princess, in a kingdom far, far, far away. Are you okay? Okay. It's okay, don't have to squeeze my hand. And the princess, she ended things with the prince, as one does, I guess. And that night, when she came to, like, pick her stuff up from the prince's castle, the knight was there. And when he saw that she was really upset and crying and having a panic attack, he took her in his arms. And all he said was, "I'm sorry." And he held her tightly. And they stayed like this for, what? Like 15 minutes? Not moving, just... just the princess crying and hugging him back and... him holding her. And then she left. And a while after, she kept thinking about how this night would always, like, make her laugh and how handsome he looked. She kept thinking about the way he held her. And she realized she never should have dated the prince, actually. And she felt wrong for thinking this thing. But she couldn't stop thinking about the night. And the more she tried to push these thoughts away, the more they would come rushing to her, slapping her in the face, like something she couldn't even escape. And soon, the princess would go to some parties and she would see the knight there, but she would never talk to him because she was terrified. Terrified that if she came up to him, he would just scold her, be cold. Because all she wanted was to talk to him. So every time she would see him, she would leave. Go home and just go to bed. And on those nights, when she was all alone in her bed, she kept thinking about the night. She kept thinking about the way he looked, the way he talks, the way he carries himself. His face, his hands, his lips. She would wonder how we would feel to close your eyes. She would wonder how it would feel like to have his lips against hers. To have him look at her the way that she craved. She would imagine. She would imagine his lips running down her throat. How his hand would enclose her throat. While his lips would be on her breast. I wonder if he would be the type to tear her clothes off. She would imagine his tongue would feel like against her nipples. If he would bite. If he would hurt the princess. She would imagine his fingers running down her chest. Down her stomach. Oh. I'm not rubbing myself when you close your eyes. And at some point, the princess couldn't resist anymore. So she would take her hand, and she would do the same thing. She would trace her skin from her collarbone. Bottom of her tummy. She would. She would scoop her dress up and slide her panties to the side. And you know, she would be so wet, dripping even, and she would let out those little desperate moans as her fingers would work herself up, drawing those circles around her clit, imagining it would be the knight's hand doing this to her. Oh. And pretty soon, when she felt that she was about to come, thinking about the knight doing these things to her, she would turn over, get her ass up in the air, and her head in the mattress. And she would slide her fingers inside of her. She would bump her fingers inside of her tight, wet little cunt. Imagining how the knight's cock would feel like inside of her. But it's just two poor fingers. And she would barely be able to get two knuckles in. That's fucking pathetic. But she would keep doing this. Just imagining him inside of her. Fucking her raw into the mattress. One or two poor little fingers were barely fucking her. And then a random thought would come into her head, the same thought every time. What if you were to enter this room right now? Huh? What if the knight were to push this door and find the princess in this position, a pathetic mess, begging to be fucked, begging to be railed by him. Begging to be treated like a fucking slut. Oh, that's all that she could think about. It would. Oh my god. It would intoxicate her. And she couldn't think about anything else. When he closed that door, when he go away, or would he enter the fucking room, get closer to her, and without saying a fucking word, get his cock out and just take her like this? Oh, fuck. And the princess, she would of course imagine the latter option. Always the same option. While the same words would pour out of her mouth over and over and over again. What worked? Please. Please. I want you. I want you. Please. Oh my god. I think I win. Please kiss me. Come here. Please kiss me. Please kiss me. No panties. Oh, you're big. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're stretching me out. Oh my god. Oh. Gonna fuck the cum out of you. Oh, baby, you feel so good. I didn't think you'd be so big. I didn't think you'd be so big. So fucking good. Look at me. Oh no, you fucking look at me when you fuck me. You look at me when you fuck me. Like using my pussy, tell me. Oh, please tell me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm okay. Are you okay? So good. You really don't hate me, do you? Oh my god. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? I never. This never happened to me. No. Are you fucking kidding me? Are we still playing the game? I'm spent, but there. You dare me to go on a date with you? Oh, well, I can't refuse out there, can I? Oh, the way you're holding me. I might think that you actually like me. You do. Did you like me back then? 'Cause you're holding me in the exact same way. Why didn't you say anything? No. What? I didn't hate you. I never hated you. You terrified me. You terrified me because... because I wanted you, and because of the circumstances, I know. Mm-hmm.